Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Have you ever went out or was about to go out and you had this mindset where, I hope I don't see anyone. I hope I do not run into anyone. Important, hope I don't run into such and such. Hope I don't run into one of my friends. You just don't want to be seen. You just going out and you're not looking your best, not putting your best foot forward, and you just don't want to be seen. And what happened? What always happened? You go out and you see everybody and you are looking horrible. Your hair's all over the place. You didn't shave or something. You're looking rough. You're looking kind of like a treasure trove, a bugaboo, something that's not good. And you know why this happened? You know why this happened. I'm here to give you what? Free advice. That's what I do. Free advice. It happened because you had the mindset. You had the it's like, I don't want to see anybody. You know what? You know what you're going to do? Flip that around. I hope I see everybody. I hope I see some contacts. I hope I see people I know. Hey, I hope I run into such and such. I hope I run into friends. I want to see everybody. And you know what's going to end up happening? What's going to end up happening? You ain't going to see nobody. Free advice. Because think about it. Every time you have that mindset, every time you go out and you say, I don't want to see anybody. Because maybe you're doing laundry or all of your stuff's dirty and you kind of need to do laundry. So you go out and you're looking like a scrub, looking like square bear, square girl, something. You're looking rough. You're looking really, really rough. And you go out and you see who. Maybe you see somebody that you was dating in the past. And you know what they're going to be thinking? They're going to think, wow, are you okay? I know the breakup was tough on you, but wow, you're letting yourself go. You let yourself go. Come on, do you want to put that out there? You want to put that out there in the waves, in the air. And you let yourself go. No, you didn't let yourself go. You just having a bad day. A bad day where you just want to just not be seen and you end up seeing everybody. You know, so what? I done threw on some clothes to go from point A to point B, point A to point B. Who knew that you was going to see the world, everyone from point A to point B? Wow, I haven't seen you in 5 years. Imagine that. I look rough. I haven't seen you in 20 years. Imagine that. Okay, maybe 20's pushing it. I haven't seen you in 15 years. You look rough. Woo. I knew we're going to meet again, and I do have this business proposal that I would have liked to give you, but I don't know how that's going to work out because you look rough, or I'm looking rough. Free advice. Go ahead, get that mindset. Go ahead, say to yourself, go ahead and think it and believe it. I want to see everyone. I hope I run into people I used to date. I hope I run into friends. I hope I run into old classmates. I hope I run into family that I haven't seen in a while. I hope I run into everyone. I am ready. Here I am. Let's chat it up. Let's talk. I just wanted to come in and go A, B, point A to point B. Get in, get out. But you know what? I don't want to live that life. I don't want to be that way. I know I'm looking rough. I know I'm not having a good day looks-wise, department-wise. I don't care. I do not care, and I hope I see everyone. Take a picture. It'll last longer. If you do that, trust me. Come on. When have I not told you nothing true? When? Think about it. Hard. Think hard about it. So if you're going out there and you're thinking that, oh no, come on, we all been there. You go out and I don't want to see anybody. I do not want to see anybody. You end up seeing everybody. Like I said, you end up seeing the ex. You look rough. Yeah, I look rough. And it's not because of the breakup. I just didn't feel like looking my best. Is that okay? Is that okay? And then you're looking rough, right? And you looking bad. Your hair's all over the place. Maybe you didn't shave. Maybe you looking like you need some kind of help. But, you know, that's not true. That is far, far, far from the truth. None of that's true. None of that's right. But the person you haven't seen in a while, they haven't seen you in a while. So you looking like that to them for the first time in a long time for them seeing you and they memories of you is you actually looking decent. You actually looking nice. You actually looking better. And so now you look bad, rough, shaggy and all that stuff. And you know what they do next? You know what they do next? Do you know what happens next? What happens next is they think that something's wrong. They think that you're in a deep, dark place and they think that maybe you need some help. They think that maybe they was the cause of it. Maybe if they were a better friend to you, maybe if they would have done things differently, you wouldn't have crossed over to this deep, dark path, this deep, dark place. And so that conversation or the conversation, it goes from, hey, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while. Well, I've been doing insert. And I had this happen, insert. And me and the family and we're doing great. How are you? Are things okay? And there it begins. Are things okay? That's a dog whistle. That's coded word. That's coded language. That is coded for what happened to you? This isn't the person that I remember. This isn't the person I know. What happened to you? Is it my fault? Is there something I can do to help you? That's the least I can do. That's the least I can do because I probably caused this. The least I can do is do something to help you out. Do something to make it better. Do something to change your trajectory in life. Because they have all the answers and they want to help. And trying to explain and trying to say that, everything's fine. Everything's okay. It's just that I was doing laundry. Oh, I just wanted to hop in and hop right out and just grab a few things before, you know, whoever got home or before I met up and did something else. You know, it's okay. I'm fine. And they look at you and they obviously, okay, they don't believe that. They don't believe everything's fine because once again, this memory, this recall, what they can recall about you, that this is not how you look. This is not how they picture you. This is not how they envision you. This is not what they expected. So they're shook. They're trying to figure out what's going on, and you aren't helping. You aren't telling them what they assume. So by you not telling them what they assume, you're in denial. You are in denial. There's a problem. You're not recognizing it. And now they have to dig. Now they have to pry. Now they have to ask more and more and more questions to figure out at what point did things go bad. You tell them that you're doing laundry. Why didn't you do your laundry earlier? Why didn't you do your laundry on the weekend? Preferably Sunday morning. Why didn't you do your laundry some other time, maybe? So yeah, this whole laundry excuse, even though it's maybe true, it's an excuse. They don't believe. Do not believe, because you don't do laundry when they do laundry. So, and everyone does laundry at the same time, same day. So if you don't do laundry when they do laundry, it's obviously that you're lying. And then say if you just woke up and you just wanted to hop in somewhere and hop out. And you know how you look when you first wake up. Besides, not everybody can wake up like that. Yeah, you know. Yeah, he said, I woke up like this. Yeah. Okay. Not everybody can. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So yeah, you wake up and you just want to hurry up and get in and get out, and you go somewhere and you kind of still halfway asleep, maybe, maybe not. And you get hit with, ooh, are you okay? With the eye roll. And from that point on, it doesn't matter whether you say you are okay or not. That doesn't matter. That's besides the point. It's coded. It is coded for, come on, tell me. You can open up. We're friends. We're old pals. Tell me. You know, my phone number's still the same. You can call me anytime. How about we get together later on and catch up? How about I give you a phone call later? Yeah, phone call later. Let's get together and catch up. Yeah, phone call later. Let's get together and catch up. Let's see how far. Let's see how deep. Let's see how troubled you are. Yeah, yeah. Let's see how troubled you are. And once again, is it my fault that you're troubled? Is it my fault that you went down whatever, climbed into whatever ditch, or climbed into whatever hole, or just fell off? Just fell off. That's my fault. I'm to blame. Let me help you, and let's make it better. See, so let's try to avoid all of the awkward moments, all of the awkward conversations, all of the believe and non-believe, all of the, is it your fault or who fault it is? Is it my fault? Hey, let's avoid all of that. And how do we avoid all that? How do we avoid all of that? We avoid all of that by going out and wanting to see everybody. Get that mindset. Believe it. Think it. Feel it. Want it. Do it. I want to see everybody. Everybody. So yeah, go ahead and do your laundry whenever you want to, and throw on some clothes that's decent, but maybe not ready for people's eyes that haven't seen you in a long time. Do it. Key the key though. The key. Want, wish, and hope to see everyone. Because if you want to see everyone, if you're hoping, if you're wishing to see everyone, you're going to see no one. You're not going to see anybody. You're not going to see anyone. You're going to go in. You can go and take the longest time that you want. You can even just bounce around from place to place. You can go and chill right in front of their place, their house, their apartment, their condo. You can go right in their place of work. You're not going to see anybody. They're not going to see any of your friends. You're not going to see anyone. You're not the people that you want to see that you haven't seen or saw in years. You're not going to see them. No. See, that's how that works. That's how that works. You don't want to see anybody. You see everybody. You want to see everybody. You see no one. Those aren't the rules I made. I just figured it out and I just play by the rules. Because the other alternative to this, always going out and looking your best, regardless. I just got up. But you know, I'm a little tired. I want to go back to sleep, but I got to do some things before the kids come home. I got to do some things before the wife come home. I got to do some things before whoever comes home, mom, dad, brother, sister. I have to do some things. I just want to go out, come back, go out, come back. I can't do that. I just wake up. I put on clothes. I get dressed. I look like $1 million. I put on my best all the time. I look my best all the time. I have to look good all the time. Even if I'm not trying, I have to try. I have to try super hard. I have to always look good. I have to always be shaved. I have to always have my hair on point. I have to always have my clothes looking GQ. Like I'm always ready to go to a fashion show or ready to go to a modeling job. Always have to look good. That's the other alternative. Who has the time for that? Who has the time for that? If you have the time for that, I think we're jealous. We jealous? Jealous. If someone has the time for that. Jealous? Yeah, that. Okay. Yeah, we are jealous. Jealous. If you have the time for that, and if you always go out, as soon as you step out your door, you always look like you are well put together. Well put together. There's no flaw in your appearance. None. No flaw. None. Euro 2016, England, Spain. You look so good. We thought you looked so good. We thought that you had no flaw. We thought that you always stayed on point. You always looked like $1 million. You always was what we imagined that looking good and feeling good and being good was all about. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Everyone can't do it. It's so hard. It is so hard. It is so, so hard. So you know what? You should have just said, we're not going to look good this day. It's okay. We want to see everybody. We don't care. Yeah, unfortunately. You tried to look too good. You tried to look good all the time. And what happened? What happened? Favored by most, favored by many. looked up to, always thought to be their best. And you're going to be doing what everybody else is doing that's not still playing. Watching on TV. Watching from the loo. Watching lounge, tavern, wherever you watch. To each his own. No judge zone. And just when I was ready to think about really long and hard about all the mistakes I've made and apologize for my thought process, apologize for my rants and raves on international football, can't do it. And you should still try to look good all the time. Even though it's not going to work for you, it may work for some. Anyway, I'd like to say I really appreciate and I really want to thank you for the voting going extremely well. And we're almost upon the time that actually we have a lot of time. But you still can create usernames. Oh, and you can be creative too. And if you would like, you can change your username or make your username around whatever club and vote. And those will count as two votes. Yeah, we can. Yeah, you change that rule that to that. Okay. It's good. So you can make your username, whatever club you want to vote for, and you can actually vote as well. Twice. One, two. Extra. Thank you for listening. It's not that show because it's this show, but it's not named a show, and it's always the same. I gotta go. I'm out.